You're on with Mario Lopez.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, Olympic gold medalist, my girl Lori Hernandez. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Do you remember we met on the red carpet at the premiere? I got a cute picture of you and my son.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Just like you.
I thought you were gonna. No, the movie was good too, by the way, wasn't it?
It was really cute. It was adorable. I didn't cry.
So first off, you're now a New York Times bestselling author. My gosh, congrats! Between winning gold medals and Mirrorball trophies, you wrote a book. Talk about overachieving. And you're 16, right?
Yes, I'm 16.
16 years old. So you do you have your driver's license?
Not yet.
Not yet. That's
awesome.
I mean,
I haven't been home, so hopefully soon.
You know what? Overrated. I got to tell you, I was dying to drive, and now my biggest treat is when someone drives for me. FYI. Just so you know. But getting back to your book, when did you have time to write a book?
Well, it was during like the season of Dancing with the Stars, and so usually when the day was over, I'd go and I'd kind of work on it, but it was more towards the end of the day so I could spend all my time on it.
So it was like a journal.
Yeah, basically.
You're kind of saying just you kept a journal and now it's a memoir for the first, because you can't call it an autobiography. You don't even have a driver's license. You can't have an autobiography at 16, right? But you've, like I mentioned, accomplished so much. It's called I Got This to Gold and Beyond. So what's the significance of the title?
Well, at the Olympics, well, in general, as a gymnast, I have like a habit of talking to myself before I compete. And it's
Do you answer yourself?
Well, I never ask questions, so.
Because that'd be a trip.
Hey, how are you? Oh, good. Thanks. Yeah. No, but,
then you might have to see somebody.
That would be a little scary. But no, right before I go up, it's more like, okay, you got it. You, like, believe in yourself.
Sure.
You worked hard for this.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it. And right before I competed for Beam, I whispered, I got this. And, you know, the cameras really caught it and it went viral. And so I was like, hey. There's a title.
Good for you. Yeah. Look at how that worked out. It's authentic. I talk to myself too. I kind of try to get myself fired up sometimes. So I think you have to, right?
I ask myself questions, but I don't answer them.
Don't answer. So that's when it's a trip.
Yeah.
I've seen that too, by the way. It's not a good look. suffice it to say, not many teenagers have your drive and focus. So where does it come from? I've got to imagine you've got great parents because the support system must just be... really the basis for everything, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think a gigantic majority comes from my parents and my family just because at the same time, I mean, both my parents were athletes. I mean, my dad used to do baseball. My mom did tennis and I think she did a little bit of volleyball. And so they kind of understood being an athlete in that role. And also my siblings were athletes. And so
how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have an older brother and an older sister. And my brother used to do track and my sister did karate. And so we're very like sports oriented.
And in different things.
Yeah. Wow. And so, you know, coming home from a rough day, my parents understood that.
Yeah.
But my siblings were also there to really have my back. And so being able to have that was really nice for me.
So you all three, that's interesting. Were you guys exposed to different things and then you sort of followed your passion and what you wanted to do or you took to it?
I mean, we started off doing karate all together. My sister's actually a black belt. So
awesome.
That's interesting. But yeah, I mean, my brother, he started doing track in high school and then brought it on to college. He stopped now. But I mean, I started off doing ballet when I was two, but then I saw a gymnast on TV and I was like, wow, look at her. She's so cool. And I told my mom about it and she put me in.
Wow. So you told your mom. That's interesting. And look at that. And you stuck with it, obviously. So, gosh, and then cut to the Olympics. And is there a particular memory that stands out when you think back of the games?
Yeah, there's a few. I think one of my favorites would be after we won team gold. I found my parents in the crowd, and so I kind of just like I kissed the medal and held it up to them. So that was really nice because like it's nice to be at the biggest moment of my life and see my parents there.
Yeah.
And I knew my siblings were watching too.
That's special. Now, when you get to that elite level of athletics, don't you have to go away and go to a particular camp or kind of stay with them?
Yes. Yeah, so before the Olympics, we had, I think it was a 9-day like training camp in Texas.
Oh, so that was it. So it wasn't like you had to go to some sort of facility where Bella Caroli's.
Oh, that was the facility.
That was the facility.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So that was the facility. I just threw that out there. So that does exist.
Yeah, it does.
It does exist. It's in Texas?
Yes.
Is it because I know he's in Texas? Wow. Okay. So it was only for the 10 days. So it wasn't like you were gone for months on end.
No, not necessarily. I mean,
got it.
We were gone maybe like 5 weeks with everything together.
Yeah. Wow, that's some serious hard work right there. So let's talk Dancing with the Stars. I mean, you're the youngest Mirrorball Trophy winner. At what point did you think that, okay, I'm going to win this thing, or I could win this thing?
Well, I mean, I think it was more just being able to go on the dance floor because I love to dance. And so being able to get out there, I was like, wow, this is a lot of fun. But it wasn't until towards the end that I actually like felt that pressure. And I really couldn't just think like, wow, I'm going to win this thing. It was tough competition.
Yeah, and you never know how they're going to vote either.
Right? Yeah, and so yeah. I was like, I'm having a lot of fun, but this is really stressful.
Yeah. So, did you have a favorite dance?
I think the fusion dance, being able to mix the two into one. That was Val and I's last dance. We did Argentine Tango and Foxtrot and mashed it into one.
Wow. Like, oh. Yeah, that sounds fun. And obviously you're Latina. Puerto Rican?
Yes.
Is it 100%?
I think so. I mean, both my parents are Puerto Rican. I'm second generation.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Very cool.
I'm still working on my Spanish.
So working on your Spanish?
So is Mario.
Muy bien. He's got jokes over here. No, very cool. Very proud. I remember tweeting about you when I heard about it, because that's obviously not an extra amount of pressure, but I'm sure a lot of people have come up to you within the community and really I pointed it out and recognized it, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a big responsibility, especially growing up as a gymnast. I didn't see too many like Hispanic role models. And so the fact that I get to be one of them is really exciting, because now I'm inspiring other little girls. And,
yeah. Like my little girl. My little girl's into gymnastics right now, too. And I got a nice little compliment the other day. She's nice and strong. She's after dad right there. So she loves it. She's killing it right now, as you can see her. It's
so
right there.
Cute.
So you've been everywhere, and I've seen you at a bunch of different award shows and all this stuff. What's the coolest celebrity moment you've had, encounter?
The final five, and we went to the VMAs. We got to present an award to Beyonce.
What?
That's like
pretty cool.
Mind blowing. She was wearing like a ton of sequins. I was like, oh, Beyonce scratched me.
Beyonce scratched me. I'm scarred.
I'm scarred for life. This is great.
That's pretty cool. That's a tough one to top. Now, do you have any free time? What do you like to do for fun?
Well, a lot of times. I don't know. I'm a big bookworm, so sometimes I'll read, or I like to watch a lot of like shows on my phone if I have the time. So like whether it's Law and Order, or The Blacklist, very like.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So do you want to be an attorney or get into that field later on?
I'd rather just watch it happen.
Just watch it.
I don't want to be a part of it.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. And do you have time for a social life? You have a boyfriend?
No, I don't have a boyfriend.
You don't have a boyfriend?
No.
But with that laugh, it sounds like there's somebody you like, though.
No.
No, not at the moment.
No, if dad's listening, no.
I love that.
No, I don't.
Good for you. Well, he'll be very lucky when that does happen.
Thank you.
So what's in store? What are your goals at this point?
Well, right now, I'm just, I'm really promoting the book. I'm excited because I'm going to be doing a couple of book tours, and I'm actually doing one at the Grove tonight, so that'll be exciting.
Nice.
But, yeah, I mean, it's been such a whirlwind. This has been amazing.
Right. And then do you go to a normal high school, or at this point it's got to be kind of impossible, right?
I homeschool.
So you're homeschooled, yeah.
Yeah, I've been homeschooled since third grade, so it's kind of
really
regular, normal,
like
I guess.
You're already used to it.
Yeah,
I'm used to it.
Yeah, normal was not maybe the appropriate. You know what I mean.
Right.
The standard sort of, which makes it tough. Maybe that's why with the boyfriends. How are you supposed to meet guys? Right? And really, what are you going to have in common with another 16?
I mean, they're never going to live up to you. You have a gold medal. You're 16. You have a gold medal.
Right. But they have a driver's license. She
doesn't.
That's true. That's huge.
Team
up right there. All right. I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Go-to karaoke song.
Since You've Been Gone, Kelly Clarkson.
Dan, you've sang that before. That was right. She's good about the quick. See, she knows how to take direction.
No one else does.
No one else does. You, that's an athlete for you right there. So you're my new favorite.
Yes.
Go to midnight snack.
Cereal.
Ooh, I'm a big cereal lover. What's your favorite? Just curious.
All of them.
All of them? All of them. Nothing wrong with that. Number one thing on your DVR.
DVRs in Law and Order, maybe?
Sure, Law and Order. That's cool. Favorite Snapchat filter?
The dog one. I'm sorry. Very basic, I know. I'm ashamed.
Can't go wrong with the dog. Time travel destination. You can go to like any era.
Any era? Can I go to the future?
Yeah.
That's where we're going.
That's where we're going.
That's where we're going.
Who plays you in your life story?
Madison Pettis, because we have the same hair.
Okay.
Although she's a lot taller than me, so I don't know how that would work.
It's okay. They do that all the time. Well, congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for taking the time to come out here and visit. Lori's book is I Got This to Gold and Beyond, and you can follow her on Twitter at LZHernandez02.
Woo-woo.
Woo-woo.
On with Mario Lopez. Woo!